Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Oh, that's bound to make you happy, isn't it? A bit of ABBA there from Sweden. And Sweden is one of the happiest countries in the world. Finland, Iceland, Denmark also listed amongst the happiest. So what's it like to visit these places? Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels. Hello, Ed.
How are you doing, Claire? How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. This is joyful, isn't it? The happiest places in Europe, certainly. We're going to Finland first, are we?
Yeah, amazing. Now, this is a place that I've been going to, I suppose, way back into the early 2000s, many years, sent lots of people there. A country full of surprises, like 5.5 million population, and full of nature. I mean, it has 188,000 lakes. There's forests everywhere. It's a beautiful country. I suppose kind of calm, surrounded by nature, and everything is kind of to do with well-being. But it's just got this gorgeous sort of tranquility about it, and they consistently get voted as the happiest people in the world. Now, it usedn't always be like that. I mean, because, you know, they have during the winter, it gets dark, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and in the summertime in Bayonne, it's bright all night. So they've midsummer. So it's really beautiful there.
But if you, as a travel expert, have been going there for years, it's obviously a little best kept secret, is it?
Yeah, it is. And it's incredible because Helsinki is a really great capital. It's only 3 hours from Dublin, and a lot of people miss it. Finnair, of course, is a great airline. They've won so many awards. It was funny, the first time I went there, right, with the name Finn, right, I remember the police guy at passport control looked at me and he went, "You are very welcome."
That lovely. Because you're Ed Finn.
I was thrilled with myself. But anyway, so I was very, you know, it's amazing city. The Finns drink more coffee than anybody else in the world. Imagine
that
as well. Yeah, love their, and the cafes there are amazing. It is beautiful architecturally. You know, it is so chic. The city itself beautiful. So it's a great place to go. And of course,
and it's a cycling city, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. But I mean, it is very much a cycling city. I mean, Helsinki has solved its homeless problem. You know, they are so committed to things, and you know, they're just genuinely sort of very honest people. They were actually voted the most honest people in the world as well.
Well, they have good public services, don't they?
Yeah.
There, so you grab your city bike and you go for a cycle by the water, but you're still, you feel like you're in nature, but you're still in the city.
Yeah, because it's a seaside town. Yeah, absolutely. Now they have the most beautiful temples there. They have one of the most beautiful sort of Russian Orthodox church there as well. They have these amazing cathedrals, but it's Lutheran, so it's different. Like when you go inside, it's very austere, but they're magnificent buildings. The Senate House is that famous picture you see of the white one. Gorgeous as well.
So
really,
it sounds
really
like
nice.
A chilled out city.
Very chilled, yeah, absolutely.
An apt description?
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very relaxed, very calm and chilled. But they have, you know, they have great bars, great nightlife as well. So, but I mean, alcohol used to be prohibited for going back a few years ago, you know, so it was a funny sort of a place, and then it all changed. The government gave everybody SAD lamps, seasonal defective disorder, and that changed an awful lot of things there. That kind of gives you an idea about
how...
I know, 5 lamps, Claire, but you know, these big, they're big kind of tall lamps, and they actually, of course, they're like sunshine, so they give off vitamin D because they were worried about the rate of suicide years ago.
In the winter, when you darken 2 o'clock.
And that all changed, yeah.
And the sauna culture is big there as well.
Now, this is really cool. This is amazing. I remember when I went there the first time and I was working in travel and I was meeting this guy from a hotel and we had the meeting in the sauna and I was like, you know, you go in your shirt and you think, and the next day you're inside the sauna, you're drinking beer and you're talking about hotel rates. I was like, holy, you know, it was just nothing to them. They have no... inhibitions whatsoever, but the sauna there is very different. You know, when you go here to a spa and you go to a little sauna, you know, they have huge ones there, and they have traditional smoke saunas and other ones. There's one called Lovely, which is just outside. It's just 2 kilometers from the city centre.
Yeah,
you pay 19 euro and you go in there for hours. It's 3 huge big saunas.
Now, are they
and
prudish like us, or are they like the Austrians where you have no clothes on
they're
at all?
Prudish. This would be mixed sex one, what I'm talking about, right? And I, so yes, you would be, have your bathers on fair. And but they give you towels and everything.
Got an awful fright in Austria once. Yes. Not over it yet.
The Germans have no inhibitions at all. Yeah, they that's another story. But the other thing that's real, I mean, there's 2 million saunas, as they would say there, in a population of, you know, we're saying 5.5 million. So that'll give you an idea. Mm-hmm. Every house has one. And that definitely, because it gets rid of all the toxins in your body, right? So like it definitely all, like, you know, contributes to this happiness factor for sure. And as well as that, I mean, the other thing as well, there's this deep connection with nature. You go into the sauna, you hit yourself with these birch sticks. It's kind of to get the circulation going. I know it sounds a bit BDSM. You hit yourself with the sticks, gets the circulation going, and then you roll in the snow then, or you throw yourself into a freezing cold lake. What could be better?
Sounds great.
Wim Hof, eat your eyes. No, it really, Claire, it is something you have to experience.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It does get, like, that's why as well, I think they are almost immune to everything, you know, in terms of sadness.
Yeah, you'd be toughened up after a bit of that, all right. And the food, what's the food like in Finland before we move on?
Now, again, right, the food is also very healthy. And I think the food is really wholesome. Loads of salmon. I mean, you know, they have gorgeous, like, salmon potato and dill soups. Of course, reindeer, you know, there is a very healthy meat. They have lots of reindeer there. Not great if you're bringing the kids up to see Santa maybe, but very good, very healthy food, pots of it. Mm-hmm. When I went there first, we went cranberry picking on a foraging kind of a tour.
Oh, they're big into the foraging, aren't
they? Amazing. They have all these seasonal berries. They grow with all the sort of, you know, local stuff. It's all seasonal again. But and fishing, of course, like from the very big into all that. So really nice. The Baltic.
Okay, so healthy and tasty.
The rye bread there as well. Huge. There, so
mad about that.
I know,
not a fan.
But
of the
cinnamon buns, by the way, I will tell you about
coffee.
Amazing coffee and incredible cinnamon buns.
Right,
yes,
will we go to Sweden now? Because Sweden's also in the happiest countries list.
Yeah, amazing. Now, Sweden, I suppose, is another country that is very, you know, very like Finland as well. Even though they, you know, it's European and stuff, but again, similar type there. The thing that's very cool about Stockholm, for example, if you go there, everything is really, you know, just everything is really sort of civilized. Stockholm, of course, former like, you know, colonial, massive palaces, beautiful place. But what's really nice about it as well, that's something that really stands out, aside from ABBA, of course, which you can go on, you can go to the ABBA Museum and you can dance with the three holograms of, you can be one of the band members, which you've probably done. It's fantastic. But they have a thing called fika, which is basically, it's like religious coffee break. It's not just let's go for coffee. It's hard to explain it. It's sort of a really deep sort of a kind of a time out where people go and they have the most incredible sort of pastries and cakes as well. But fika is like a break every day, and it's religiously observed in Stockholm.
Right,
and
so we're not going for coffee, we're going for fika, which means we are taking a complete break.
Yes, and it will include coffee, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you, because again, like the Finns, they love their coffee here, but it is a time out.
Right,
and it's
so you
fantastic.
Couldn't have a business meeting at fika time, no?
It wouldn't be good, no. It's like very much a kind of a personal, relaxing kind of time as well. Yeah. And
although it might be easier to manage having a business meeting at fika time than going into the sauna with your man to talk about the hotel rates.
It would. Yeah, absolutely. You could do that afterwards. But again, I mean, Stockholm, they've all these beautiful islands there, the archipelago. So it's a gorgeous place to travel around. You can do all these lovely boat trips. They have the famous Vasa Museum, which is amazing, which is the old Viking longboats. And then they have the Northern Lights, of course, in Sweden. Gorgeous. Lapland, which is all up there, which is beautiful as well. Yeah.
And then Denmark, also very happy place.
Very happy place. Now, Denmark voted like consistently one of the best, Copenhagen, one of the best cities to live in the world. There you have cycling. I mean, it is unbelievable. It is the greenest city I've ever been in. Everybody cycles everywhere. Everything is, they have, you know, I mean, they had a thing in Copenhagen last year where they invited tourists, you know, you got free wine and free food if you picked up litter, you know, this kind of stuff. It's a very forward thinking country. Again, they love their beer, they love their fun, but again, very healthy. Something that I really like there, I mean, you've the whole history of, you know, the Little Mermaid, you can do all that sort of stuff, which is great. Go and see that. But something that I enjoyed, Karen Blixen, the famous writer, for example, she's from there. I went to see her house out of Africa. gorgeous, where she was born. The whole museum about her. But what's interesting as well, you can go and live like a Viking, which is interesting.
Oh yeah, I heard you dressed up as a Viking there, did
now,
you?
Now, you know, who doesn't love a bit of dressing up, right? So Roskilde, I didn't actually know this when you went there. I thought it was just, you know, throwing a few axes and things. But you literally get, you immerse yourself as a Viking. You eat from big wooden bowls. You make sails. It was amazing, yeah. And you do kind of, again, forget about everything. But again, they keep that culture very alive and well.
You have to throw yourself into it.
Yeah. Throw yourself into this, right?
So you have Living Like a Viking, which you did, and then Christiana, Copenhagen's Freetown. What happens
Yeah,
there?
Christiana is a place really which is almost, it's almost like a separate state. It's completely on its own. Anything goes there, right? So everything, nothing is illegal there. So it's a fascinating place to go and see.
Wild, sort of wild?
Wild, yeah. You know, it's hippie heaven. It is just, everybody to go and see it, it's interesting, right? It's unique to anywhere I've ever been before.
And then a quick mention to the fairy tale theme park called Tivoli Gardens.
Yes.
That's probably lovely,
isn't
it?
The oldest theme park in the world. Absolutely stunning, right? It is beautiful. It is so tastefully done. At Christmas, Clare, they turned this into a massive Christmas market. It's like Christmas comes to Denmark. Mm-hmm. But this is amazing. Really, 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 really nice.
Sounds lovely. And you'll be happy if you go there as well.
Yes, all these Nordic countries have the key to success, Clare, when it comes to
there
happiness.
You are now. Ed Finn, dressed up like a Viking in a sauna having a business meeting. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.